Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning, Jason Tickle is back with us. Jason, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Ted. Glad to be here.
And Jeff Black from Western Caroline on the Board of Supervisors and the chairman here this morning. Jeff, good to have you here today.
Good morning. Good morning.
We got a lot to talk about, so we're going to jump right to it. I know you wanted to, you've been waiting, chomping at the bit to talk about this, Jason. It's a new program you're going to be able to offer.
Yes, we are so excited to announce, after months of talk and hype, we're finally moving forward with our teachers and first responders homeownership program. So starting in the month of June, throughout the summer, we'll be doing presentations in partnership with the school, with the sheriff's department, with the fire departments, and actually getting in there and talking to the employees and starting to accept applications for the 11 homes that are being built in partnership with George Washington Regional Commission, the USDA, Caroline County, for teachers and first responders. So by the end of summer, we want to have all of our participants selected so we can start to align the different things that they would be eligible for existence, for example, down payment assistance and different grants that we will be pairing with them based on their circumstances. So if you are a teacher or a first responder in Caroline County, be on a lookout for the emails coming from your HR department about the upcoming presentations that'll happen between now and through the summertime.
Jeff, I would think, because I know from watching area local governments, this always comes up about teachers and first responders not being able to live in the county where they work. This is a huge thing.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about this, because you're right. I mean, I just like pulled some statistics right here. A medium home price in Caroline now is $350. And so when you start talking about that, a teacher's opening salary is, you know, $50,000. So it's very, very difficult for a teacher who's, you know, in Caroline to be able to afford a house in Caroline. And that's the same way as you move up. I mean, people will say, hey, like, I'm going to Spotsylvania, I'm going to go in Stafford, I'm going to. Mm-hmm. But as you move up, and the teacher's salaries do go up as you go farther north, but the problem is, so does the housing. And it's, I guess it was an eye-opening experience for me several years ago when I was talking to a teacher in Fairfax, and you know, he said how much he made for a salary. I said, wow, that's way more than I make. And, you know, and then the reality behind it is, when you look at what the housing prices are in Fairfax County, all of a sudden you realize, wow, that salary doesn't go very far. So what we're trying to do in situations like this, this is a great program, because this will really, really help the teachers and first responders who live and work in Caroline and make it affordable. So we're really excited about it.
And you think about the sheriff and fire and rescue and the teachers, about just being able to retain, because that's right. Always the other thing. You've got these folks for a couple of years and are training them, and then they go back
somewhere. Now they'll have something to say, wait a second here, I have a home here now. So it'll definitely tie them down and into the Caroline, make them part of the community. So it's a win-win situation.
Boy, Jason, and you have worked on this and have kind of dreamed of this day for years. Almost since I've known you, you've talked about this being such a key component.
It is. You know, I really believe that housing is like one of the most. I mean, if you look at Maslow's hierarchy chart, you know, a safe place to live is one of the things that are most essential, and so it's like the intersection of health and wellness. Financial health and wellness, everything, that the house has just been historically what has centered the American middle class. And so it's becoming harder and harder, especially for these professions that are so vital. When they slip out of what traditionally the middle class has been able to do, we're just causing great harm to our society. And so things like this, when you can kind of align this stuff together, I mean, affordable housing is needed, and everybody deserves an affordable house, but teachers and first responders are one of those critical elements to a community that, if you don't have that, you know, it doesn't matter how many affordable homes you have. If you don't have teachers to teach the kids, if you don't have good fire, good rescue to protect the community, nothing else really matters. It's that safety element. And so you know, it's just great to be able to kind of do this, you know, that we have our self-help program, which is really, it's a great program, but it's hard. So it's nice to be able to offer additional pathways. So we're just really thrilled. It's been a lot of work to get here, but we're grateful to the Caroline County Board of Supervisors and the USDA and the George Washington Regional Commission. But we're finally here, and we're going to get to show what is possible.
Well, and it's so tough right now, Jeff, especially in education with teachers. There's just there's just such a need, and to be able to offer something that maybe keep them and you're not having to recruit to the higher levels.
Sure,
this is just for Caroline. This is huge.
This is. It's. I mean, teaching is becoming a profession where now we're actually having a shortage. It used to be 20 years ago, 25 years ago when I got into the profession. There was just this plethora. There was just tons of teachers, and now it's completely gone the other way. And there's not nearly as many because they can go in. If you're a math teacher, you're a science teacher, you can go to Dahlgren right in this area, and you can make way more money doing that than you can being a teacher. So you have a lot of competition, and people can say, hey, look, I can go out and do this and make way more money than teaching. So there are some advantages to teaching. Obviously, it's very, very rewarding at the end of a school year when you see, like, as a high school teacher, when you see your former students, you know, graduate and go across the stage. And, you know, you have the major holidays, your summers off, which is wonderful. But at the end of the day, you still got to, you know, put food on your table. Mm-hmm. You still got to be able to afford your home, pay your bills. And there's always pressure. There's pressure on governments, obviously, to make sure that their salaries are going up. But sometimes it's hard when our salaries go up. Even when we increase salaries, the problem is that the housing market is outpacing what we can pay them. So it's becoming harder and harder. Like, the government pays them more, and then all of a sudden the prices of the homes go up. So it's like they're in this never ending kind of battle to try to make it, and it's becoming harder and harder for them. So that kind of forces them into the jobs that are definitely higher paying.
So, Jason, if someone's interested in this, you said that, you know, the HR departments will be getting the word out, and I guess just go to habitatofcaroline.org and information there too.
Absolutely, yeah. So the HR departments will be pushing out all of the teachers first responders presentations, but we also got our self-help program. Now I'm looking for folks for 2025. So this is not for 2024, but. We hold those presentations monthly online. You can go to the website and you can see all the details there. So we got two pathways. So if you're not a teacher, check out our self-help pathway. If you're a teacher or first responder, just be on the lookout for those emails coming from your HR department. But between now and the fall, we'll present to every single eligible employer in Caroline County and make sure that those opportunities are pushed out there to the community. And the county has been great partners. They help spread this, you know, through their staff. And in fact, a lot of our self-help homes are actually by people in other departments in the county. You know, we have folks who are, you know, in the water and sewer department who are in a self-help home now. I have a 911 operator. I got a couple teachers, you know. We got administrative assistant for the school. So it's not just teachers and first responders, but a lot of folks in the county are able to take advantage of this opportunity. So it's a good time for you know, a lot of times there's no opportunities, but there is opportunities in Caroline. So I'm very proud of that.
This is exciting stuff. This is really big, and especially in, as we go along this morning, we'll talk about it. But as you kind of move forward now from the homes you've been building, you've got one in Milford and three in Bowling Green, but now you many more with the subdivision you're creating, and we'll get into all that as we go along this morning. Jason Tickle here this morning, Jeff Black here for Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. When we come back, we'll be joined by phone with Perry Hickman, the Virginia State Director with the USDA Rural Development. We'll have him. Talk about some things that are going on, and we'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning. Jason Tickle is here. Jeff Black from the Board of Supervisors here from Western Caroline. And we are joined right now by phone with Perry Hickman, the Virginia State Director with the USDA Rural Development. Perry, it's great to have you on. It's been a while since we have done a. I've seen you at events, but since you've have been on the radio show here. So good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ted. How are things going on your end?
They're going good as far as your end goes. For people who aren't aware of what goes on with USDA Rural Development, talk about that program and just the good things that you offer.
Yeah, what we do at Rural Development, of course, is we provide economic input or economic funds to rural areas throughout the state of Virginia. We actually have more than 70 loan and grant programs, and we're actually excited about our opportunities or the partnership that we have with the Caroline County Habitat for Humanity, wherein we've worked with them quite a bit in our single family housing program. They're actually a good partner with our mutual self-help program, they're basically providing a funding for very low and low-income families to actually obtain the dream of home ownership.
Jason, you talk about, and you always are talking about the partnership that you have with USDA Rural Development.
It is an amazing partnership. Like I tell people, it is our flagship program. It is the program that allows us to get all the other resources, because when we're out there and we're trying to bring resources to Caroline, when we show that we're a self-help grantee, it really puts us in a great position to be competitive. You know, we compete on a state and a federal level for resources. And so this really just lets us really have so much, it's just such a great partnership. It really is. It's key. I really, really wish that the federal government would expand it. It's such a small program, but it changes lives so much. I mean, it really is amazing. When you think about it, in our region, if somebody's making $32,000 through the self-help method, they can actually own and afford a home. I mean, that's unheard of to know that's possible. So it's game changing. But the more I learn about the USDA, the more I learn they have so many vital programs that are essential to rural communities, everything from housing to water to all of our infrastructure. They really are the unsung heroes oftentimes that get so many of the projects done throughout rural America. So it's really good to be partnering with them.
Perry, I think that's the thing that I always take away, that whenever we're talking about the things that you do, is just the families that normally would have no hope for home ownership, are going into these homes.
Exactly, because we're looking at, we actually provide this assistance to very low and low income families, and without the Caroline Habitat, and when they couple that mutual self-help program with our 502 Direct program, these families basically wouldn't have any other options, because with that scenario, they're getting into a home, a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $600 to $900 per month, and that's unheard of.
Oh, it totally is, and what always amazes me is that more people need to know about the good things that you're all doing.
Absolutely, I know that as part of the Biden-Harris administration commitment, we're working towards ensuring that affordable housing options are available, so that families can get into the generational wealth of producing generational wealth through home ownership. And this 502 Direct program actually allows that. In addition to partners like Caroline Habitat, it's a win-win situation for everyone involved. And Caroline is actually expanding their program so dramatically, wherein they're getting volunteers to actually assist these families. So It's a really fantastic program, or this partnership is really fantastic.
Yep, I know. I mean, Jason, you have. I mean, over the years, I just you think of so many people through in Caroline that have qualified for this and now have homes.
Absolutely, it really is a game changer. Like I said, if you're making $32,000 a year and you become a homeowner and you move in with $75,000 to $100,000 equity, that is a game changer. That's going to not only change your life, But if you plan properly, that's going to change your kids' lives. And it is really that stepping stone that will, it's just such a, you know, ownership is just such a foundation to build off of. It's the stability, the wealth, that, you know, the health, everything. And it's like I said, it's the intersection of a healthy community and healthy family is that affordable place to live.
And boy, Perrin, when we talk about rural in Virginia, there really are. We can focus and talk about the northern Virginias and the, you know, a lot of the metropolitan areas. But even the, you know, even these fast growing counties like Stafford and Spotsylvania mm-hmm. have a lot of rural mm-hmm. components to them.
Well, there are a lot of the areas as we get closer to the metro DC area. A lot of those areas are actually deemed they're not eligible for the rural development programs because their populations to be considered rural for this program, it has to be 20,000 residents or less.
Okay.
Based on the latest decennial census information. So around the Fredericksburg area, there are some limitations. Around the Richmond, the city of Richmond limitations. As you get closer to the larger cities, then there are more limitations. I wanted to talk a little bit more about, Jason talked about expanding funding for this program. Absolutely, it would be beneficial to all if there were a lot of funding available on this 502 Direct program. One thing that I do want to mention is that there are limited funds with this 502 Direct program, and from FY24, the program, the 502 Direct program, actually, we did take about a one-third cut in that budget from $1.2 billion to about $800 million. If we look at that program on a national on a national basis, so the program is extremely successful, and we are getting a lot of activity in that program. And as Jason mentioned, it would be really great if there were additional funding available for the program.
Yeah, just the fact, because I remember when that cut, I remember Jason talking with us about that cut, and I think even you'd mentioned it in conversations with you, and that's any kind of a cut with a smaller program like this is unfortunate. So I guess we can hope that gets bumped back up.
Right. Absolutely. We're definitely hopeful of that. And we're looking at options on being able to work with additional funding partners to make homeownership a reality for more folks. But until then, I mean, of course, we will stay the course on being available to the individuals and providing the best service that we can.
It's got to be just a thrill for you when you see people get into these kinds of programs and actually, you know, walk away with a house.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been in situations that received calls after closing wherein the families are so overjoyed, it'll actually make you water up a little bit about, I didn't really think that this was going to happen
yeah.
to me or my family. Now, this has actually not only changed my life, but it's also going to change my children's life and possibly my grandchildren's life because it's offering them something that they never thought was going to happen. So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm. So Perry Hickman, the Virginia State Director with the USDA Rural Development, here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. If people want to get involved in this, what's the best way to find out more information, Perry?
Well, of course, they can always reach out to me at 804-287-1600. But they can always go to the website, to the USDA Rural Development website, to gather information about our programs. In addition, I do want to have one more quick thought, is that not only do we do funding for home purchases, but we also provide funding for those individuals, those families that currently own a home and they're looking to make necessary repairs to their home to remove health and safety hazards. In that program, we can discuss a little more as well if they're interested in what we call our 504 rehab program.
So there are programs there. It sounds like there are a lot of options out there.
Oh, absolutely. As I mentioned in my opening, we have more than 70 different loan and grant programs. So a short session like this wouldn't really give us justice to talk about the so many things that we can do. So, yeah, absolutely. Reach out to us. Reach out to me, and I can actually have my staff to provide detailed information to best fit the needs of that family or that rural business.
Again, 804-287-1600, that's the best way to get a hold of you?
That is correct, yes.
So before I let you go, I mean, you've come up with a couple of other things that, you know, I hadn't expected. Any other things that we've missed this morning that you wanted to get out there?
Well, actually, I do want to talk a little bit about our Rural Energy for America program. And this is basically allowing for ag producers or small businesses in the rural areas to actually utilize renewable energy sources or to make energy efficiency improvements. And that's another key thing to actually lessen the greenhouse gas effects. So that's a program that's available through rural development that we would love to have further conversations with individuals, the small businesses and ag producers. But also, we deal also in the infrastructure type projects, wherein we have service programs available for water, wastewater treatment. We also have telecom programs for high-speed internet and broadband, and also we have electric programs as well. So we've got a lot of programs that we can actually assist these rural communities with.
Well, it does sound like there are a lot of areas here that you may think, well, I wouldn't qualify. It's good to sit down and talk to somebody and verify just what's out there, and you know, you may find yourself, you know, fitting into one of these programs.
Exactly. So, and it's going to be important to actually reach out to my office, and we can actually have further discussions on meeting the needs of these rural areas, rural municipalities as well, rural counties.
Yeah, everybody should check it out. I actually know a farmer in Caroline who is in the process of doing some of that right now. So it's in the conversations I had with him, it's a great program. So definitely, if you're in a rural community and you need resources, USDA is your number one place you should look.
It's so interesting to see, Perry, the cooperation and the work between Habitat of Caroline and you all. You're really helping a great region of the state and so many people. It's these kind of partnerships, I know, that you both are able to benefit from.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward. Of course, as June is Home Ownership Month, we actually had several events planned with the Caroline Habitat, and we're excited about the Habitat Bill because actually I really like swinging a hammer and on those Habitat Bill events.
Well, there you go. Jason's picked up another volunteer this morning.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple weeks, Perry. Looking forward
Sounds
to it.
Sounds good.
Perry,
looking forward to it.
Perry Hickman, the Virginia State Director with USDA Rural Development, 804-287-1600 if you want to get a hold of his office and talk about some of these things. 804-287-1600. Perry, we'll talk again soon, and thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jason. Great talking with you as well.
We need to take a quick break. We will continue on this morning. Jeff Black here from the Caroline Board of Supervisors, along with Jason Tickle. Habitat for Humanity of Caroline is our focus. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County in this morning. Jeff Black is here, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors from Western Caroline, and Jason Tickle here. Jeff, it's always interesting when we talk about these things because, the housing and getting people into housing and keeping teachers and providing housing for teachers and firefighters. These are such big issues. I mean, local government, it's such a struggle right now just with budgets and everything. To actually have you be able to come in here and talk about something that's, you know, just a lot of good news. It's just something. It's just tough right now. Every locality is dealing with some really big issues.
Any we have a lot of issues that are happening in Caroline, just like Spotsylvania and Stafford and King George and our Region 16. I will say that one of the we're in budget season right now. I mean, we're going to have our meeting next Tuesday, or this coming Tuesday, I should say, on our budget. And of course, you're going to have a wide variety of differences because we have six different supervisors. But I think at the end of the day, when you go home and sometimes you leave a board meeting as an individual, we're humans and we get frustrated over certain things. But at the end of the day, when you go home and you something like this, a program like this, I don't think there's any one of the six supervisors that would have any disagreement on this. You can point to something when you leave office eventually, whether you lose re-election or, you know, you decide you're not going to do it anymore. There's certain things that you can say, hey, I did that. I was part of that. The government was part of that. And as much of a disagreement that you see sometimes with local politicians, and you see it in the news, that's one thing that you can take home with you and say, look, we did that. We're going to be able to. We've already got, you know, working with Jason, we've already got people in homes that we've been able to help with our partnership with Habitat. And you can say, hey, at the end of the day, I was part of that. And that person has a home, an affordable home, because we, as the Board of Supervisors, were involved in that project.
And I'll take it a step further and commend them, because they're not only, you know, our commitment to Caroline is just as strong and as good as ever, but because of them giving me and this Habitat the opportunity, we're now a regional player. So Westmoreland, Essex, King and Queen, they're also going to have opportunities because the Caroline County Board of Supervisors in 2019 believed in this program. And now they have really brought in something that is going to change. I mean, literally, I mean, obviously, I hope the housing problem goes away. But if we do this right, this program will be 20 years from now. And that's all credit to what they did in 2019. Hmm. And so when you think about the impact that a local government can make, it's huge. I mean, it's not just Caroline. This is region wide. And so to commend you guys, like, it's not just the citizens of Caroline, but you're helping five counties. And this is you know, resources that would be going to other states, you know, other California, Texas, Minnesota. And so now we're getting our share. So I'm very proud and grateful for that partnership.
That's going to Caroline. Yeah. I mean, it was the Board of Supervisors that's how many years ago now stepped behind and said, we're going to do this. Not every board. I cover a lot of local governments. Not every board would do that.
Right. It is. Well, one of the things I do want to stress too, as well, is we were very fortunate. Jason and our partnership with Jason. Jason did a lot of the bureaucratic work as far as getting the paper and finding the different programs to kind of put together. But you also have to give a lot of credit to the George Washington Regional Commission too. I mean, they were very influential in this. And if it wasn't for that, I mean, Jason had to go through an application process, a competitive process years ago with, you know, applicants from Stafford and Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania, and I don't know if King George maybe put some stuff in, but it was a competitive process to get the grant that we favor. And we had people on the board that were from different localities, businesses, and so forth. And Jason was by far ahead. From my understanding, the clear cut winner, and so Caroline benefited big time for something that was available kind of as a regional process through the George Washington Regional Commission. So some of this stuff wouldn't have been although Caroline benefits, it wouldn't have been possible without our participation in the GWRC. So we really are eternally grateful to them too.
I will never forget the night we stood out there in the parking lot. Jason had called me and said, we got it. And I said, I'm coming over. Yep. And we stood out there. It was getting dark and talked about it. And that was, to me, that was just such a huge moment, not only for the money, not only for all that was going to mean for people, but for, you know, little old Caroline. Habitat of Caroline had, you know, you went in there and really wowed them, and they saw it.
It's funny. Me and Mac were driving back from a meeting the other day, and we were talking about 2018. We had one toolbox. And now we have multiple vehicles, trailers, some of the, you know, best tech tools out there. And it's really been an amazing ride. And I'm looking forward to what's next, because I think we've proven ourselves. And granted, I always hope things move faster. You know, now that we're moving into development, I realize that is a whole separate thing than building homes. And I have to adjust my timelines as I move forward because it just takes so much more time. But yeah, it's really been cool. And we're looking forward. You know, we got great partners with South Hall Development Corp. And then in that neighborhood, you know, Ryan Homes will be building majority of the homes in that neighborhood. And I got to tell you, as somebody who's been in the building industry now for a while, Ryan have always been one of them people that I admire. They got a great operation. They're very well run. Their homes are, you know, just, you know, pretty good homes. They're really nice homes. And as far as affordability, they are one of the more affordable home developers out there, you know, so it's still possible for middle class to purchase those homes. And so I'm really excited to be building next to such a reputable builder as them. And like I said, there's just so many people that have been involved here. And so the next few months, activity will start to pick up. But again, going back, if you're a teacher or first responder, make sure, especially if you're a teacher and you're on vacation now, check your email. Don't miss this opportunity. Because by the time school starts again, I intend to have every single one of those slots full. And we're either going to be, you know, starting those homes in the fall or early next year. The one interesting thing in the state budget just passed, there's a new pilot program that Habitat Virginia was instrumental in helping get approved. But it's $5 million for 100 homes. And every 11 home, if possible, I want to get them a down payment assistance grant for $45,000. So I got to get these folks in because that's a whole nother application process that's aside from the loan. So we got to start getting people in. We got to start moving the pieces on the board to line them up. So again, if you're a teacher, you know, check that email when you go home and you log out at the end of summer. Don't forget to check your emails.
It is hard to keep up with you guys, though, with all the things, all the things that are going on, because you're finishing up the homes you've been working on a little over about a year. Yep. I guess, I mean, you did the groundbreaking, but then it was, when you talk about timelines, it took a while to get everything in place and get ready to go, and now you keep moving forward. And then there's the program with the schools continues.
That's
to
right.
To go along. Is that about where, because I guess with school out, does work on that the students are working on, that pauses for the summer?
It does. It's pretty much, it's dried in, it's safe, it's secure, and they'll pick it back up in the fall, and then they'll finish it by spring of next year. We'll move it over there to Bridalwood South Village, and that one will be sold to a local veteran at cost. And then the funds will go back. They'll get to repeat the process as many times as they want to.
It's just so many places now. You start driving around Caroline and you start seeing, I'll go through certain areas and I'll think, I know where, I've been back here before. I know where there's some Habitat homes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they blend right in.
Yeah, Caroline is just a wonderful community. Like, there's so much good going on there. Like, a great example is the Polar Bear Plunge. Which, if you've never seen a local polar bear plunge, that's one of the best ones.
It is.
And so I know I was at the Ruritan thing the other night, and you guys gave out how many scholarships from that?
Two $1,500 scholarships, yeah. And then we gave out $1,000 to St. Mary's for their food bank, yep.
Yeah. So that's just an example of Caroline. It's a community. I've never seen such a place where there really is so much community spirit. And maybe it's because of the size. I don't know. But it's such a unique, special place. I mean, it really is something.
And if I can I can piggyback on that a little bit, one of the things that I'll never forget that you said about that night, I'll never forget that night either. I mean, I remember after, it's just one of those things, there's certain nights that you remember.
Yeah.
And after we met you at the GWRC, I went over to Castilia's and we just had a nice meal, and it was a beautiful night. And I was like, that's one of those nights I will never forget as a member of the Board of Supervisors. So it was very, very rewarding. And as far as piggybacking on that as well, what Jason said with Caroline, we are growing. We are the fastest growing, by percentage, fastest growing county in the region. So we have built over 1,100 homes in the last few years. And it is, if you go down into like into the Pendleton subdivision, they just don't stop. They're just opening up one section after another section after another section, right in that golf course community. So as we grow, I would imagine that as we continue to grow, I can imagine that the housing prices are going to go up. So that's why these houses right here that Jason is building are really, really vital to us.
Now, there is so much right now exciting things going on in Caroline, because you look at the Kalahari project that's in Spotsylvania, you know, as you can see, you can basically see Caroline from where that is, and that whole corridor along Route 1 is going to continue to grow and going to impact Caroline greatly.
Yeah, we're expecting some major growth along the Route 1 and then Ladysmith Road corridor that we just expanded. So we do expect that businesses will start popping up on the Ladysmith Road area. And, of course, you have the Amazon data center project that we announced, which is going to be, you know, once that gets going for us, that's a partnership with Spotsylvania County. And that's billions and billions of dollars in investment and really good jobs. And so that's going to be something that's going to bring in quite a bit of tax revenue for a project like that is something that it really, really affects Caroline County, because it's, you know, with Spotsylvania County, their budget's so huge. But for us, it's such a small, we have a much smaller budget, but the tax revenue is something that Amazon brings in is going to be significant to us.
And you just think of what that will mean to some of the budgets that you struggle to fund.
Exactly, for fire and rescue, for the schools. Yep. And as we grow, one of the things about growth is, you know, we're at the point where we're having to look at what are we going to build another school? So where are we going to put? So the schools are working right now on a study. But where do we put the next school? Is it going to be middle school? Is it going to be elementary school? Is it going to be a high school? So they're going through that right now. So there is, you know, when you expand, obviously you also have to expand your schools, your fire and rescue. So revenue from places like Amazon are really, really huge in filling in that gap.
Jeff Black here from the Caroline Board of Supervisors. Another great event that you look back on was the opening of the new fire station earlier this year. That was when you gave the history of that. I mean, that had been a long time in coming and a huge thing, and for that area means a whole lot to those people.
Yeah, we had this huge gap in service down in the Carmel Church area where a lot of our major warehouses are. We have some subdivisions down there, and if you had a major heart attack or a fire down in the Carmel Church area, the fire and rescue was having to come from Ladysmith and Bowling Green, which could be a 15 minutes before you're even, you know, they get there. And so what this did, it helped all areas of the county, because, like, for example, my district is the Western Caroline district. But now if there's a major event down in Carmel Church, we've got it covered from a station down there. And the fire station in Ladysmith can now take the phone call, you know, for someone having a medical emergency in my district, and not have to worry about, hey, the ambulance is out down in Carmel Church. You're going to have to wait for an ambulance coming from Bowling Green. So it makes just the fire and rescue response times just that much faster. And it is our first county owned. All the fire stations except that one were built by volunteers, and they're actually owned by the volunteer organization. So this one's actually owned by the county. It's our, and it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. And we're going to be using that kind of architectural design moving forward. Like, we're building one in Sparta. We're using that same design. And then, you know, we've got one probably coming to, we want to build one eventually in the Port Royal area. And then, you know, so that same design is going to be used, and we really, really enjoy it. And our Chief Loftus has done an amazing job as far as putting our fire and EMS into the future.
And it saves the community money. It actually saves on, you know, your homeowner's insurance, your business insurance, everything. So it's this ripple effect. It really is a well-designed station. I got to give them that. It's nice.
Well done. It's been every local government has challenges, but I know just from covering the local governments around here, there's a lot of enthusiasm of what the future looks like in Caroline.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it, because, you know, like you said earlier, I remember when I first got on the board in 2000, I was elected in 2011 and took office in 2012, and I just remember the struggles with some of the first budgets. I mean, we were still in that recession. We were still in the effects of the Great Recession of 2007, 2008. We still had a lot of foreclosed homes. And it's amazing what happens in a decade because, you know, you could get homes for the home prices were so cheap back then and interest rates were so low. And we've gone and look what's happened in a decade.
Right.
And so it's well, we've gone from one extreme to kind of like another extreme as far as, you know, home affordability. But we've also grown a lot in business. I mean, we just in the last night we had a business appreciation dinner down in Caroline, and we've grown in employment 30% in the last year and a half, 2 years. So,
wow.
So I mean, as far as jobs that are available because of, you know, we have a new warehouse, we have, you know, just multiple businesses opening. So, which is really, really beneficial to people living in the county and our tax base, which helps us generate revenue, which in turn helps us do things like better, you know, parks or, you know, we're building new pickleball courts down there. So we're trying to do different things to, you know, better the community with helping our schools, you know, funding. So all of this stuff, it all ties in together.
So many people come before all local governments now asking for pickleball courts.
Yeah,
so
I know.
The fact that you've done that is, you know, many people it will is, thank you for that.
It is something that is a fire in the nation, that's for sure. People love their pickleball.
Jeff Black here, the chairman of the Caroline Board of Supervisors from Western Caroline. Jason Tickle here from Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. One final break and we'll conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning. Jason Tickle here, Jeff Black from the Board of Supervisors. There are lots going on, Jason, and especially the homes right now that you're finishing up, and one in Milford and three in Bowling Green.
Yeah, we're excited on June 28th as part of our National Home Ownership Month that Perry was mentioning. One of the things we're doing is we're having a dedication and an open house on it's the last Friday in June. So my team is working hard. A big shout out to Fredericksburg United Methodist Church for actually every Friday they're there, and then individual volunteers weekly as well. But
yeah.
We couldn't have got these homes done without them. So if people want to volunteer and finish up, it's a great time. You can learn flooring, decking, all the things you can go and do at your own house. June 28th, I can't wait to show these homes.
We've talked about this before, but just the way you built these homes you've changed things around, and these homes are something.
Yeah, we're finally you've followed the progress, but we got a finished product, so we can't wait to show it. It is a high tech home, and so we'll have to put something together to show people specifically all the tech in it. But yeah, these homes are amazing, and we can't wait to show them.
And again, as you continue on with the next group of homes, a lot of opportunities for people to volunteer and help things out.
Yeah, either as an individual or a group, check out our website, habitatofcaroline.org. Click on the volunteer tab, and you'll see how to volunteer there.
We always say, Jeff, when we get a board of supervisors, or whenever we talk about the Caroline Board of Supervisors, that all the great things that Habitat has been able to accomplish, it all started with a vote a few years ago to allocate the money, and it's a great partnership between the board and Jason and Habitat.
Yes, we can't thank Jason enough. Jason has been phenomenal for us, and he's always, I mean, like Jason said just a little while ago, when coming back with talking about the one toolbox, I mean, it is really, I guess when I first talked to Jason, I never thought it would turn out to be like this, but we keep on moving forward, and we're happy that we kind of feel like we're kind of one of the leading counties in the region as far as affordable housing is concerned. So
yeah,
we're pretty proud of that. But that would not have happened without, you know, Jason coming in and having the vision for this. So we really appreciate his partnership.
Actually, one of the leading in the nation. I'm just going to give you guys your props. Seriously. Like,
true.
You guys are, we're one of the leading. I do presentations all across the country, and they all are like, man, we wish our local governments were in like yours. And it's about building those relationships and showing the win-wins for everybody. So yeah. It's a great partnership.
It's true. I mean, local government, this is such a big issue right now, but Caroline can... You're not sitting back, but you can say we're doing something.
Yep.
It's good to have. I'm glad school's out just because we get you, Jeff. Yeah, so we'll have to before school gets back. Maybe we can get you back in. Thank you for coming. Western Caroline, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors. Jason Tickle, Habitat of Caroline, habitatofcaroline.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.